This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Okay, so do you love sci-fi thriller movies like this in
general? I do. I like smart ones.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is a really smart one. It really makes you think. It really, you know, there's the twists and turns in it. And I was surprised. And, you know, I read a lot of scripts. I couldn't. And I see a lot of movies. And I couldn't believe it got me.
Yeah. How much of the stuff do you actually believe in?
In what?
Like the possibility of plagues and all that stuff.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know if I would believe that all of a sudden, you know, a bunch of locusts are going to land on us. And, you know, I it's not really anything I thought about. But I am from Nebraska, and there are a lot of locusts there. I think it's interesting to think about, you know. Do I think it's going to happen? No. But I think it's a really interesting thing to think about.
Are you a spiritual person?
I do. I believe it. I believe in higher power. I'm not. I wasn't baptized or anything.
People have been talking about your co-star has been talking about the situation after the hurricane, what that was like. How did you feel about that when you came back to shoot the movie again? And things obviously changed. Crew members and cast members had lost their homes.
Yeah. Well, I think that, I mean, obviously it was a horrible devastation that happened. But when we were evacuated, the great thing was that the studio actually said, we're going to go back. Because, you know, it really, a movie's a movie, and it's a business, and it took us way off schedule. But instead, they just waited, and instead of pulling us out and filming somewhere else, which would have left these people homeless and jobless, they kept the movie there, which I really appreciated. You know, Warner Brothers and Joel, and, you know, they all made that real effort to do that, and we all did. I was like, please make sure we go back, and I just thought that was really, really great that we could go back and do that and give these people, you know, a place to go and something else to think about and try and help rebuild.
What did you get to enjoy in the South?
Pecan pies, gumbo. There's so many amazing, there's so much great food down there. You know, I'm a big food connoisseur. I love different types of food and trying different types of food. And one of the first things that I got when I got down there, my neighbor brought over a pecan pie and welcomed me to the neighborhood. You know, so it was really a great food experience and hospitality. I mean, they definitely, there's a reason why they say Southern hospitality, because it is true and it is really alive down there and it's great. I loved it. I had a little farmhouse while I was down there and my dogs ran free and they loved it. I loved it. It was great. We were down there a long time.
How long were you down there? When was the evacuation? At what point in the
film? We were probably almost 3/4 of the way through. Somewhere between a half and 3/4. I don't remember, but it was, you know, longer, yeah, on the long side. I know we went down on my birthday, which is July 30th, and we left November 7th. So.
Did you have to do anything special to train?
Well, they're having fun over there. We should just scream to, like, make them think we're having really fun. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Did you have to do anything special to train for this part? Because you do have some, you know, physical scenes.
I was seeing if they were like, hey, what are they doing over there?
Did you do anything special to train for this role?
I boxed. Oh, no, that's a different movie. I acted like a boy. No, wait. No, sorry. No, there was nothing physical that I had to do for this movie. I just, what I actually did was, there's this, what was it called? The Skeptic. I had to read these magazines. There's something called, like, The Skeptic Mind and, like, all these books on these people who debunk miracles and myths and stuff, just like my character did. And it was really fascinating. You know, one of the things I talk about, one of the greatest things about being an actor is that I get to look at life in so many different ways and experience it. I mean, these people who write The Skeptic, you know, Mind in these books, I mean, that's their life. And to really get into it deep like that is just an interesting thing. You get to see so many different walks of life and on such deep levels. So I did read a lot of those books. You know, I read parts of the Bible. I looked at everything.
Were there any bizarre occurrences that happened on the set that kind of made you think, oh, like,
a bunch of flies or something in your room or something like that.
Oh, can you imagine? I walk in after doing that scene. I would have thought it was a really bad punk. I was getting punked or something. Like, what's going on? No, but there was one thing that did happen. You know the scene where they see Brody McConnell's body on the gurney and they pan down to the symbol on his back?
Yeah.
Every time it would pan down, the sound would go out. It would go, not just out, it would like warp, like, and you were like, what's going on? First time you didn't think of anything, they cut, and you just, you know, talked, and what's going on, yeah, or you had a good, you know, whatever. And they'd say, okay, action, and we get back to it, and then it would go out right when it got there again. 5 takes later, it was going out, and then we were just like, what is going on? Right when it gets down to that point.
Yeah.
Wasn't that interesting?
That's freaking crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
How do you keep yourself in shape now? Like, what kind of workout routine do you like to do?
Well, it's, you know, with crazy schedules, it's a little bit more difficult than, you know, than not. But I like to run, and you can kind of run anywhere. I like to swim, and you can hopefully, and you know, when all my traveling, there's a pool in the hotel. But running's a really easy thing to do, and I love to travel. So when I run in different cities, I get to really see the city if I'm running around and checking it out, and you're not thinking so much about your workout when you're doing it that way. But I do like to exercise. It's something I like, and when I don't get to do it because my schedule load is too heavy, you know, I can feel a difference in my energy and my stress. And
you look terrific in the film.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
You play a lot of characters like this one who get down and dirty and don't really get in the muck. And do you prefer that or dressing up like when you come out to junkets?
It's all fun. I mean, the great thing, again, that's one of the great things about being an actor is, you know, I'm, you know, as a girl, I mean, I love my high heels and I love my dresses and I like to dress up. But I love that I get to play these characters who are really different than that. You know, I get the best of both worlds. So.
It just says that you don't like to do a lot of rehearsing, that you like to just get in there and just shoot the scenes.
Yeah.
Can you talk about your work ethic and...
Yeah, I'm not, it's funny, you know, because you hear, there's a lot of people that I respect who love to rehearse. You know, I've worked with Al Pacino and he's like, wants to rehearse for hours and hours, but he comes from the theater. So it's just how everyone's background is so different and how when you're working with different people, you have to be respectful of that. Because even though I don't like to rehearse, other people might. So finding that happy balance to keep everyone happy and able to do their job the best that everyone can is important. But yeah, I think that there's something that happens like with Clint. You know, Clint believes in the first take is the best. He thinks that there's something that just happens naturally and instinctively that first time. And I feel like if you do that in a rehearsal, then you've lost it. And that first time isn't on camera. You know, sometimes when you're working with actors who like to rehearse, the directors and producers can see is wasting film because, you know, if it doesn't work and you're actually rehearsing on film as they see it. But I just think a lot of interesting things come from that and that you can use and the editor can use. And I just think it's fun. It's just something that happens that you don't expect. And then as you do more and more takes, you kind of are understanding what the other person's doing. So it's also fun when the director, and Steven did this a lot, would whisper and say, to secrets to the other actors. When you know, he wouldn't tell you guys, he wouldn't come up to us all and say, okay, in this take, let's do it this way. He'd say, okay, you do this, and you do this. And we didn't really know what was going to happen, which is really keeps you on your toes.
Talk about working with Idris. What was that like? Were you familiar with his work and with him before?
I actually didn't know a lot of his work, and I didn't, you know, I was not really familiar with him. And I think Idris is, he's definitely the real deal. I think he's got so much talent. And we had so much fun together. And, you know, it's great. I think our chemistry on screen is really great. It seems like we've been great friends forever. And I just think he...
Is he a prankster? Did he, like...
Did he tell you he was?
No, well, no.
Because I'm the prankster.
Oh, okay.
No. The funny thing is, and he might not have told you this, but he doesn't like spiders or any of that stuff.
Well,
he didn't
like
spiders,
yeah.
And I was like holding the big toad, and I was like, I want to take it home, don't you? And like, I was like, get it. I mean, what a movie to be scared of spiders and stuff to be doing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they were all over all the time. And I don't have a problem with it, but it was really funny for me and Anna Sophia to be like, oh, can we see the locusts? Can they sit on us? They're huge. And he's like, ah. I mean, it was the complete opposite of the stereotypical guy-girl thing, you know? But the fun thing too, there were other other things that would happen. Oh, but Idris, love him. Love him, and you know, his accent was brilliant. You know, when he comes now and he uses this, you know, English accent, I think I kind of laugh like, you're putting that on, right? You just want to act like you're, you know, real smart or something. Yeah, he great guy.
Your next movie is P.S. I Love You with Gerard Butler, who now exploded on the scene because of 300. And when you shot that movie, I think you shot that after he'd just done 300, right?
Yeah, a few months later.
Did he still have the abs?
No. He even said, I was in really good shape, you know. I looked really good in this movie I just did. It was so hard, I just had to let go. I'm like, okay, you still look great. What are you talking about? You know, and then you see that movie, and you're like, oh, that's what you meant.
Can you tell us about that movie and who you play?
It's a romantic comedy, working with Jerry was great. We're actually looking for something else to do together, which with Richard Gravenes, because we all had such a great time together. It doesn't sound funny when you kind of pitch it, but it's about this man, Jerry, this couple that are married, me and Jerry, and he gets a brain tumor, and while he's dying, he writes these letters to me. So once he's died, I'm getting these letters every month about how to just find myself again and move on. And he has me doing all these funny, silly things along the way. It's really, really, I mean, you laugh and you cry, and it's a reminder of what's important in life, to hold the people you love dear and not take them for granted. And it's really, really touching.
Are you still learning a lot? We looked at the list of directors you've worked with. I mean, they're a pretty impressive group.
Yeah.
And you're talking about working with Al Pacino and what you see people do in terms of your own sense of the way that you work. Do you learn all the time in a film like this? Do you watch? Are you an observer and feel as though you're growing all the time?
Yeah, and I love that you asked that, because that's something that's so important to me. I feel like, you know, people say, well, geez, with 2 Academy Awards, where do you go? Well, I look at those movies and see mistakes all over the place and things that I could have done differently and better. And I think anytime you look at your life and think, oh, yeah, I got that. I understand it. I got that down. It's a breeze. Then you can just quit. Because that's not, you know, I want to constantly grow and learn and challenge myself. I mean, that's ultimately what I look for in a script, is to be challenged in some way. And, you know, lots of different types of ways. And, yes, I'm a big observer. I mean, I would say one of the things, a funny story, is that as a kid, I would observe so much that my mom, one of the things I remember my mom saying ad nauseum is, stop staring, Hillary. I would just stare and just watch people. I remember as a kid watching how many times people would chew before they'd swallow. And I mean, I remember watching people walk and watching how people write. You know, did they put their pen up here? Did they put their pen here? Did they, you know, when they, you know, did they tuck their hair when they talk? And I'm just fascinated by people. Fascinated. And I'm fascinated by how different people work. Like when you talk about the different directors I worked with, seeing how they all work differently, yet they all make these great movies. How you can get to, you know, to a point by doing it so many different ways. I just love that.
So you keep your options open every time you go on a new film?
I definitely try to, and it's one of the things, you know, that is probably the most difficult, because I've been doing this half my life now. And so I have an expectation of what it should be like on a set, or I have an expectation of how a scene should come out. But the real challenge for me is to stay open-minded and not to have an idea of how it's going to turn out. To walk up, to get up and go to my job every day and be open-minded to how the scenes are going to turn out, to how other people work, to being open to how they're working. And I think that's really important, especially in a creative, you know, job.
Are you able to observe anymore, you know, people the way
Oh, yeah, because I'm out and people will see me staring at them and think, why is Hillary staring at me? It's definitely different. But when I was living in New York, it was great because I was taking the subway still and you know, it was really important. I think what happens a lot to actors when they, you know, become famous is they become more solitary, because it's just harder to go out, just the nature. I mean, of course it is. But, you know, I think that's also one of the biggest detriments, because when you start losing touch with people and observing and stuff, you lose touch with life and what you're trying to create. So I love, you know, traveling, and I love taking, like I said, public transportation when I can, and being with people, and because that's what I do. That's my job. So you know, in New York, people, I mean, here, you know, you're in your own car and stuff, but in New York, you know, it's people are in such a hurry, so you'll be on the subway, and yeah, someone will be, like, reading and look up and be like, I love your work, man, I love it, and then they'll go back in their book, you know, or they'll be walking down the street, and they'll be like, oh, it was flag, all right, but they keep going because they have places to go, so it's, you know, that's the difference.
What are you working on next?
I'm working on doing press for P.S. I Love, I mean, for The Reaping, and then P.S. I Love You.
Okay.
The next Karate Kid?
Yeah.
Wow. First of all, it's not Karate Kid Part 3. It would have been 4.
No, it's both of them on the same movie.
Oh, I see. I was like, where is this? Like, is this some, like... Do you buy this on the street?
What? No, it comes in a set. It's the whole series.
What's your name?
Fred.
Fred.
I said, you seem so happy, and you are in such a good place right now.
Yeah, I am.
How are you doing?
Great. I am doing great. Thank you for asking. Thanks for saying that.
Thanks, sir.
Bye, you guys.